Me? Kinda wonder how the ladies in town are looking since I've been gone, I asked. They're all as pretty as can be, Junior grinned. You make it with any yet, I asked? Not just yet. Know any we can call on, at least? I know this one place. It's not too far away. Guy gladly told me where it is. I can supply you some money if you need to. Okay, just until I start getting paid. That's a square deal to me. Old guy said these girls were all clean and pretty as pie. Don't mind if a feller was a con or not, just as long as he has some manners about the whole thing. That sounds good to me, I said. We're probably the best behaved convicts the state of Illinois ever released. The dark in this motel room smelled sweeter than sweet. The windows were open. The purple drapes were slapping against the sills, slap, 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 taking a real beating. I took a seat on this dirty, red, heart-shaped bed. It rocked a little with my own weight. I unscrewed the metal cap from the cheap bottle of fruit wine and took a slug. My heart was pounding right in my throat. It felt fit to burst. It felt like I was going out of my damn head with frustration and lust. The old telephone began to ring. Ring. I let it go. Ring. Be quiet, telephone. Ring. Hello? The black phone fit right beside my ear. There was someone's bright red lipstick on the mouthpiece. Some sliver of sweat in my poor, poor ear. There was no one on the line. Hello? I whispered again. Anyone there? The Savior's already on his way. What? The Lord told me to call you tonight and let you know he's on his way. Prepare your soul. Repent and rise from your wicked state. The plastic handset turned cold in my hand. I could feel my drool harden in my mouth. Who is this? I asked. The line went dead. I put the phone back in its cradle. I took a long swig from the old apple wine. It seemed like there was a fire burning right around me. It seemed like there was a halo of flames moving God's wrath in close to me, swallow me up for all my sins and guilt. Lord, maybe this was a mistake. I stared at my pants, then gave in and unbuckled them, and undid the zipper quick. It felt like something was moving behind the walls. It felt like there was something moving all along my teeth. Then the fragrance of cold rose petals and copper, like flowers in your bloody throat. I turned and faced the open motel room door. There was a pretty girl just standing there and smoking. Cool and pale and tall and blonde. I could smell her sweet secret odor before I even turned around. All the blood left my mouth and drew down to my thighs. The door was open, she smiled. Hope I didn't startle you. Oh, I was just having a kind of daydream, I mumbled. Too many dreams during the day will keep you awake at night, all right. This lady shut the door and locked it twice. I don't think I ever heard that one. You paid the man in the lobby, right? I nodded. The man in the lobby had been a square-faced old man with a black suit and red tie and one thick gray eyebrow that separated his oily, wrinkly forehead from his eyes. This pale lady slipped off her black shoes. One, two, beautiful. There were her bare feet on the red carpet floor. Bare digits, bare toes. I kept seeing the shimmering shine of her red painted nails. My God, I felt ready to burst. The soft white skin just below the firm knob of the ankle moved as she moved. Come to me, sweetie, she whispered. This lady pulled her white sweater over her head and sat down on the bed. What's your name, I asked. Miss Bunny, she smiled. Miss Bunny, I grinned. The thin black brassiere on Miss Bunny's chest looked like a kind of special invitation to a dream. Hello, it said. Come cling to me. This lady stood and wrapped her arms around my head. Then we began to kiss. All I could feel was her mouth. All I could breathe was her lips. It was heaven. A heavenly kind of prostitutional kiss. You from town, Miss Bunny asked as I buried my face in her chest. Yep. We began to kiss again. Feeling time in the pen? Yep. Those lips were stuck right outside my teeth as she began to talk once more. My brother's up in Joliet right now for 5 to 10. Huh. I fought to unsnap her brassiere. I was not much in a conversational mood. I began kissing her long white arm, inch by magnificent inch. My brother stole a car and some hi-fi stereo, she said. Uh-huh. This pale lady looked at me and blushed, then gave a little nod. Her short blonde hair shifted over her face. Sorry, sometimes I tend to talk too much, frowned. It's okay, I don't mind. Reminds me of every other girl I've been with. All your girlfriends have been chatty, huh? Yeah, I don't mind. Makes me feel like I know you then. This Miss Bunny took off her black panties and switched off the light. In the dark, her legs were crossed together tight, like long, slender headlight beams. Then I could see her bare thighs moving apart. Then there was the flash of her bare skin as she slipped beneath the cool white sheets. Took off my pants and laid beside her, then began breathing heavy in her ear. You ever make it with a professional before? Miss Bunny asked. Just once, I kissed her neck when I was 16. 16, that's awfully young. My uncle came into town on my birthday and took me to a motel like this. Were you nervous, she asked? A little, I guess. Did they treat you okay? Sure. Didn't last that long, though. Felt like they should have given me half of what we paid back. That lady said the sexiest thing I ever heard a woman say. What was that? I sat up in bed and stared through the dark at her smooth, round face. Why do you want to know, I asked. Tricks of the trade and all that. This lady, Miss Bunny, ran her hand up and down my chest. You really want to know, I asked? I sure do. Well, this lady just lay down on the bed all naked and looked at me and said, take me. Take me? Miss Bunny did a real high-pitched giggle. That was it? That was it, I found. That's all she said? Her blue eyes were wide with disbelief. I guess it doesn't sound that sexy now, huh? This lady began kissing my neck, still laughing. I could feel her body moving underneath my chest. Her skin was smooth and supple and soft. Her legs were long and thin and held me close to her tight. The girl dug into her purse for a condom and fitted on me in place. Then we began making it, kissing each other long and soft. Then she fit her hand into my hand and held her lips right beside my ear and made a whisper like a little song. Take me.